Katherine Johnson lived to be 102, completing a life of great accomplishments. She was a stellar mathematician, pun intended, for the space program from 1952 onward. When John Glenn was going to do the first American orbital spaceflight in 1962, he asked her to hand-check the trajectory equations. That's extreme trust. Unusually, in 1962, for a mathematician at the top of the space game was that she was black. She was born in 1918 in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. There was no colored school in town, so she and three siblings were sent to a school 200 kilometers away. She advanced quickly, skipping grades and entering West Virginia State College at age 14. She graduated in 1937, got married, raised a family, and taught in public schools. In 1952, she got the opportunity to work at NASA's predecessor, the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, starting as a computer, as the people doing hand calculations were called. She joined an engineering team that created the first comprehensive document on spaceflight in 1958. In 1959, she co-authored the report that was the basis for the space station with a crew. Her calculations also went into the exquisite orbiting of the command module around the moon for Apollo 11. Later, she worked on the space shuttle. She was charismatic while self-effacing and a great bridge player. Math, science, and engineering met in her career. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.